Thank you for listening to this first episode of African Port. And I'm recording this on a beautiful day in spring and in a beautiful city called Perth in Western Australia. Against the background that we live in a world thoroughly saturated by useless information, much of what you can expect on this podcast will be different. And this African Port is for Africa and the world. So what is the African Port? It is a refined, relaxing, informative, but also reasonably critical commentary on our world. The highs and lows, the hopes, dreams, and some disappointments. In spite of all the terror, misinformation, and depressing news, this is still the most exciting time to be alive in all human history. So who am I? It's a good idea to introduce myself to you because when I watch TV and listen to radio and see all these people, strange people telling me something, I tend to ask, who are you? And why are you telling me this? So here I am. My name is Philip Nyakpo. I was born in West Africa, in the country of Ghana. And now I live mostly in Australia, where I hop and skip with kangaroos. I have an extraordinarily beautiful wife. And needless to say, our two children, a boy and a girl, chose to look like their mother. And they also inherited a large measure of my own mischief. I spent about a decade in journalism as a reporter, news editor, and talk show host. I practiced journalism at a high level long before the days of Facebook and WhatsApp and Twitter. I had a stint with the BBC World Service for Africa in London between 2004 and 2005. The first time my voice went global was sometime in 1998 when I reported for the BBC's Network Africa. Ben Doche Malo, now at the United Nations, was still hosting the popular BBC program. The subject was the historic Congress of Ghana's New Patriotic Party, which elected John Kufuor as a leader, and Kufuor went on to win two successive general elections and served as Ghana's president for 8 years. The context of that reportage was illuminating, because it was backgrounded in the larger-than-life character known as Jerry John Rawlings. Rawlings' almost two decades as Ghana's head of state was coming to an end, and the constitution barred him from standing again as president. The overriding question then was, would he hand over or not? And if he did, to whom will he hand over? It's all history now, of course, because Rawlings peacefully handed over power, a rather rare occurrence in African politics even today. When I practiced journalism at that level, what we know today as the internet was not exactly in its infancy, but it was crude. We mostly relied on the painfully slow dial-up connection, and even then, it cost a fortune. Keep in mind, this was before Google and Facebook, the two leviathans of today's internet. So that is to say, we had internet only in theory, and journalism was different in terms of speed, access, and reach. I have fond memories of those days of encounter, and I hope that I won't fit the description of a dinosaur. And whereas I was fairly quick in taking up technology in the context of journalism, the speed of change slowly exceeded my ability to learn and adapt. So after many years, I am now catching up with podcasting on the African Port. It's a totally new platform for bringing sanity into everything that is news, current affairs, and analysis for the discerning mind. There will be contributions by others who will shed light on world affairs, often from an African perspective, And the quality information would include politics, economics, finance, health, environment, and yes, even sports. To paraphrase George Martin in A Dance with Dragons, anyone who listens to the African Pod will live 1,000 lives before he dies. And the man who never listens lives only one. So come along and enjoy the journey. Subscribe to the African Pod. And one sure thing is promised, you won't live just one boring life by yourself. See, in the next podcast, there will be a segment on the rogue ambassador who actually speaks for Ghana. Imagine that. I'll see you then.